Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is June 29th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Now, before we get into today's episode, real quick, just want to let you guys know that little problem I was having where I was trying to put a specific RSS feed so you guys could just download it and listen to it to each show. I've actually done that. I haven't gotten for every show yet, but I am working on it. So if you want, go to otrwesterns.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see the list of shows that we currently do. Let's see, for example, The Six Shooter, which is a series that will be ending shortly and within the next few weeks. It gives a brief biography about, you know, The Six Shooter, James Stewart, things like that. And then I actually have an episode guide. That episode guide, you can click on listen to each individual episode if you happen to miss. Or there is two links. One's an RSS feed link, which will allow you to listen to just The Six Shooter. So, and that's for every show. Eventually, I'll have every show done with the complete list guide. That way, you guys can listen to each individual show if you missed one or go back or whatever. Also, the main feed has the show specifically for everything. Videos, whatever the case may be. Eventually, I'm going to do just an audio one and just a video one. Currently, I do have a video one. You can search iTunes for that. I haven't put the link up on the site yet because I don't do very many video yet. Eventually, I will. Some of you guys said that it'd be cool to have a separate podcast. So I'll have like the catch-all one, and then I'll release video here and there. Also, let's see. I think that's it. Really, the main thing is you can subscribe now via iTunes and RSS, depending if you use a different podcatching client. But the great part is if you want to listen and subscribe just to The Six Shooter and you don't want to listen to any other show, or The Lone Ranger, or The Cisco Kid, like today's episode, or even Gunsmoke. If you want to listen to Gunsmoke, Have What Gun Will Travel, you know, the popular ones, I do have those up. I have the RSS feed for Gunsmoke. It's not complete yet. Like I said, eventually all these will be done. But that's also why I've split these shows into two shows on Lone Ranger and Save the Cisco Kid, or Challenge of the Yukon, excuse me. That way, when you look at the episode guide, it's a complete episode guide. Having them back-to-back, like I was doing it, works great. But an hour-long show was too long for the Lone Ranger, and really for the Challenge of the Yukon. I think splitting them up, and for prosperity's sake, just works out so much better. Okay, that's enough of me rambling. Let's get into today's show. Today is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, April 23rd, 1953. And the title is Chained Lightning. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Mamalo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Chain Lightning. In the days of the Old Southwest, when order was established more often than not with the six-gun, many a killer and bandit serving a prison sentence received a pardon from the governor of the state on promise to uphold the law. So it was that early one fall morning, the gates of a penitentiary opened, and a slim, hard-eyed young man walked to his freedom.
Good luck, Brent.
That's what I aim to have, Warden. Howdy, Martin. I see you bought me a horse.
I sure did, Brent. I'm mighty glad to see you out. Shake.
Nope. I ain't shaking hands with anyone. You bring along my guns?
Yep, right here.
That's what I've been waiting to get my hands on. Waiting 3 years.
No reason why you shouldn't shake hands with me, though, Brent. You and me used to be partners.
Yeah, we did.
I'd have served time with you, except that I didn't take part in that stage holdup. I was out of town at the time.
I guess you're all right, Martin. But from now on, I ain't partners with any man. Come on. Let's get out of here. Get up.
Get up, there, boy. Come on. You're coming back home to Blue Jay?
Sure. For a while, anyway. Got a couple of debts to pay there. Is that coyote the Cisco Kid around anywhere?
Come to think of it, Brent, he is. Camped outside of town.
Bill Shannon still there?
Bill? Sure. He ain't sheriff anymore, though.
He was sheriff when I was sent up. That's what I'm remembering. Now, this is far enough out. Hold it.
Hold it, boy. Whoa. What are you going to do?
I'm going to try out these guns. Go ahead, Martin. Draw.
Hey, wait. I ain't gunfighting you.
Didn't say you was. All I want you to draw for is timing for me. See that little sapling?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to blast it 3 times before you can draw, Martin. When I count 3. Ready?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3!
By thunder, you did it, Brett. Before I could even get my guns out of their holsters. And I'm fast on the draw myself.
I've had 3 years to practice up, Martin. I made myself a dummy gun in the tool shop, and for hours at a time I draw and dry fire.
Brent, I've seen a Cisco Kid draw, and I thought he was fast, but you got him beat. Why, man, you're pure chain lightning.
That's what Bill Shannon and Cisco are going to find out. Right quick.
Bill, you're wearing your guns this morning.
Why, yeah, I do seem to be wearing them, don't I, Phyllis?
But you never wear them around town here. What's the idea?
Oh, every once in a while I like to strap them on. Just in case a coyote with a rabies should come into town.
No, there's some reason, and I want to know what it is.
Well, you just keep your eyes and ears open, sister, and maybe... It seems to be quite a crowd out. Here comes a rider.
Oh, it's that Martin Joyce.
Oh, boy, pull that. Hey, Shannon, can I see you a minute?
Well, I'm right here. What do you want?
Well,
You can say it in front of me, whatever it is.
Brent Tucker's riding into town.
I figured he'd be. He got out this morning.
Brent Tucker? Oh, good heavens. That's why you're wearing those guns, Bill.
Now, wait a minute, sis. Go on, Martin.
Brent told me to ride ahead and tell you he was coming.
What for? So I could show yellow and leave town?
Well, I don't know, but if I was you, Shannon, I sure would leave town. Brent's deadly with them guns of his.
There's Brent's coming in now!
Well, thanks for the warning, Joyce, but I'll stick around.
All right. Suit yourself.
You better go on back home, sis.
I won't go home. Oh, Bill, please be sensible about this. That Brent Tucker's a killer, and when you arrested him, he swore he'd get you when he got out of prison. Please.
Phyllis, a man's self-respect is mighty important
but
to him.
Now,
don't say any more about it, here.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm home. I didn't hear no cheers. I'm looking for Bill Shannon. Anybody know where he is? As he skipped out.
I'm right here, Tucker.
Huh? Step out where I can get a good look at you.
Sure.
You're not going to pick a fight with him, Brent Tucker. I won't have
Phyllis.
It. I won't have it, do you hear me?
You must be little Phyllis. Grown some since I last saw you. Grown real pretty, too.
Never mind the talk, Tucker. What are you going to do?
You got guns on Shannon. Use them.
No, no!
All right, I will.
Oh, you beast, you murderer!
Your brother drew first, Miss Phyllis. That clears me. Hey, the Cisco Kid's around here. Somebody go tell him I'm waiting on him. Tell him for every hour he don't get here, I'm gunning down one of you hombres.
I'll go tell him, and I hope he kills you, you fiend. I hope he kills you slowly.
Come on, you old stump. Pancho pulled you out of the ground. Pancho pulled. Santo.
What are you doing, Pancho?
Pancho tried to pull this old stump out of the ground, Cisco, but the old stump not come out.
I will help you. You going to use it for firewood, amigo?
Si, Pancho think it make a nice fire tonight when it gets cold.
I think it would, too. Let us both try to pull it out of the ground.
Cisco, be careful. Ground very slippery here, Cisco. And Pancho spilled water from the spring.
See, I will be careful. Uh-huh. All right, now, Pancho.
Come on. Get away, Cisco.
See, but very slowly. Once more now, Pancho. Come on.
Oh, the stump come out so fast, we both fall down, Cisco.
See, we did.
Why did you hold your wrist, Cisco? Did you hurt?
When I fell, I landed on it, Chico. Ah, he's nothing.
Not good to fall on your wrist, Cisco. And Pancho, look and see. Come here. Cisco break the bone, no?
No, I do not think the bone is broken, Pancho. I can move the wrist a little bit.
Pancho not know what to do for the sprained wrist, Cisco.
Oh, it will cure itself, Pancho. We have a visitor.
Senorita.
Whoa, boy.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita.
You're the Cisco kid, aren't you?
See, I am.
I'm Phyllis Shannon. Can you come into town right away?
Well, see, if necessary, senorita. You look very worried.
Oh, I am worried. Brent Tucker just shot down my brother. You know him, Bill Shannon.
See, I know Bill Shannon very well.
Well, Tucker shot him. I don't know whether Bill's going to live or not. And now Tucker says if you don't come to town, he's going to shoot down someone every hour.
Don't you think that Brent Tucker liked to shoot people?
Oh, he's a devil. He swears he's going to get you too, Cisco.
I think not, senorita. You may ride back and tell these Brent Tucker that Pancho and I are on our way in.
Oh, I knew you'd help us, Cisco. I'll tell him.
But, Cisco, you could...
We'll be there before the hour is up, senorita.
All right. Get up, boy. Get up.
Cisco, Pancho remember that Brent Tucker. He a bad guns fighter.
Say, so I will wear my guns loose in the holster, Pancho.
But Cisco's risk. Cisco not draw the gun fast.
Santo, I've forgotten the risk for a moment. Let me see. You're right, amigo. Very clumsy to draw with this wrist.
Then we not go to the town, Cisco.
I gave the senorita my word, amigo.
Pancho not can help this. Pancho not want Cisco in the guns fight anyhow. But Cisco in the guns fight with the sprained wrist, Cisco get killed.
I have no intention of getting killed, Pancho. Perhaps these Brent Tucker can be talked out of a gunfight.
Pancho not want Cisco to go.
But I am going, Pancho, because I must. Come. We are wasting time. Up there, look here.
Up, logo. Talk, Brent Tucker, out of the guns fight now. Go now, go. Cisco, please not go in the cafe.
We were told we would find Brent Tucker in the cafe, Pancho, and that is where we are going.
Cisco get killed. Pancho know he get killed with that sprained wrist.
It's true, I cannot draw very quickly, Pancho, but I'm not going to worry. Now come, there is no use in talking more about it.
Pancho not let Cisco guns fight. Pancho got a plan.
Hey, Cisco.
So, they let you out of jail, hombre. It was a sad mistake.
It was a sad mistake for you to come in here, too, Cisco.
Pancho, get over near those heavy bottles.
I suppose you know why I sent for you, Cisco.
Oh, did you send for me? I was not aware of that. I do not usually answer such a summons from an hombre like you.
Don't try to be funny. They tell me you're pretty fast with your gun, Cisco. They tell me you're faster than anybody else around. Well, I'm even faster, see?
That is possible.
And I'm going to prove it by killing you.
You talk big, hombre.
You had a hand in getting me arrested and sent up. I ain't forgetting that, Cisco, not even for 1 minute. I've just been waiting till I could get out and find you. I ain't gonna hurry this. I'm enjoying it too much.
Perhaps you and I should sit down at a table and talk the matter over, Tucker.
There's nothing to talk over.
Of course, you know that with all this gunfighting, you are likely to find yourself back in prison again, this time for life.
It'll be worth it, Cisco, to get you.
Then try it with your fists.
Afraid of me, huh? I always thought you were.
Come, hombre. Talk is cheap, and I do not enjoy talking with you.
All right, then I'll act. Go for your gun, Cisco, and go for it sudden, because I'm sure going for mine.
Pancho, I think so.
Pancho, why did you do that?
Pancho, I want Cisco to gun spot. And Pancho knocked his hombre out with a big bottle over the head.
Cisco, you're yellow. You told Pancho to do that.
And Cisco not tell me to do this. You...
Pancho, don't do anything unless Cisco tells
you. That's right, he don't. You had it planned ahead of time, Cisco. You're yellow. Come on, let's throw him out of here.
You call Cisco yellow, and Pancho hit you with the bottle, too.
Oh, no, you won't.
Hey,
yelling and fighting with his fists, even.
It is what you may think, Aubrey. But if I can get over there where you are.
Sure. Open the door, somebody, and we'll throw him out of here. Grab him! Grab him! Now! Throw him out! Keep out of this town, you yellow belly, or we'll tar and feather you.
Cisco. Cisco, you mad at Pancho, Cisco?
No, I'm not mad at you, amigo. You did what you thought was the right thing. But that is the first time in my life I've ever been thrown out of a cafe by such a gang of pack rats. Pancho, I'm going back in there now.
But with his sprained wrist, Cisco can do little fighting. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Chain Lightning. Worried because he knew his idol Cisco with a sprained wrist would be an easy mark for gunfighter Brent Tucker, Pancho struck Tucker down from behind just as both men were about to draw. The cafe crowd, inferring that Cisco had told Pancho to strike Tucker with a bottle and therefore was afraid of him, ganged up on Cisco and Pancho and threw them out into the street. Now,
sprained wrist or not, I'm going back into that cafe.
No, Cisco. Cisco, listen to Pancho. Please, Cisco.
Pancho, I tell you, I'm not going to stand for that kind of treatment.
But Cisco not can fight good with a bad wrist. Cisco always told Pancho to think. Now Pancho tells Cisco to think. There's the senorita. Senorita!
Yeah?
Pancho, I want Cisco to go back in the cafe, senorita. And Cisco say he go. Senorita, please help Cisco.
Oh, Pancho's right, Cisco. You mustn't go back in there.
Cisco got a sprained wrist, senorita. See, it's all sprained up, no?
Well, I should say it is. Did you have that when I rode out to your camp, Cisco?
Si, senorita. But that is no reason for me to act the part of a coward.
Do you mean you were going to gunfight Brent Tucker with your wrist like that?
Si, senorita. And Cisco not say nothing about it.
Well, anybody who calls you a coward after that will have to deal with me. No, Cisco, please. Be sensible. Don't go back in there.
Was Tucker badly hurt?
I hear they've taken them to the doctor, Cisco. Probably to get some stitches. If that's true, he won't be able to harm anyone in town for the next couple of hours.
But after that, he'll be very ugly, no doubt.
Well, probably.
That will give me some time to fix this wrist.
Come to the house, Cisco, and I'll bathe it for you.
Gracias, senorita, but I think I know the best treatment. How is your brother, Senor Shannon?
Oh, the doctor thinks he may pull through, Cisco. I just pray that he will.
I pray so too, senorita. Very well. I will change my mind and not go back into that cafe. But if you wish, you can get word to Brent Tucker that I will be back in the town within 2 hours. Then he will not have to look for me, for I will be looking for him. Come, Pancho. Pancho, back a little more of that clay around the wrist there, will you please?
Si, Cisco. That hurt, Cisco, no?
No, amigo, no. Does not hurt. Huh? Feels much better now.
It's good. We pack it in the mud for almost an hour now.
He's drawing out the inflammation, Pancho. Soon, I think I can use it much more easily.
Pancho hopes so, Cisco.
Hey, let me try it and see.
Uh-huh.
I'll wash off this clay. Swelling has gone down a great deal, Pancho.
Still not look too good to Pancho.
He's not perfect yet, but he's much better. I think I can use that wrist very nicely. One more thing, Pancho.
What, Cisco? What?
Tear up that old shirt and bind the wrist tightly.
See? Pancho do like Cisco say. But Pancho, I think even then Cisco be ready to gunfight with Brent Tucker.
But I am going to gunfight with him, Pancho, if that is what he wants. Gunfighting is the only kind of language that your hombre understands. Come, bind the wrist, and we will go find Brent Tucker.
Hey, Brent!
Huh?
Brent Tucker!
What you want, Martin?
Nothing, I thought you'd still be at the docks.
Nah.
Did he fix you up all right?
Yeah, he took a half dozen stitches. I'm all right now.
Where are you going?
Cisco Kid ain't still around, is he?
Nah, he turned yellow on you, Brent. Had that pardon of his hit you down so he wouldn't have to draw with you. He's left town.
Yeah, so I heard. Well, there's time enough to get him. I'm fixing to get married now, Martin.
Married?
Yeah. Any reason why I shouldn't?
No, of course not. Only, well, I didn't figure you as the marrying kind. Who's the girl?
Shannon girl.
Phyllis Shannon?
Yeah. She's got spunk, that one. Notice the way she stood up to me after I gunned down her brother?
But she wouldn't marry you, Brent. Not after getting her brother.
I got an idea she will. Come on, Martin, we'll see. You can be my best man.
You're gonna settle down, huh?
Maybe. Maybe not. But she caught my eye, Martin. I like him spunky like that. Besides, she's a mighty pretty girl.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah, here's her house. Come on, we'll go in.
You ain't got a chance.
We'll see. Howdy again, Miss Phyllis.
What do you want?
I want to talk to you.
Well, I don't want to talk to you.
Now, wait a minute. Don't shut that door in my face. It's something I don't like. Me and Martin's coming in. How's your brother, Miss Phyllis?
He's going to recover. No thanks to you. Now get out of this house, both of you.
He's going to recover. Maybe.
What do you mean?
If you marry me.
If I what?
You want your brother to keep on living, don't you, Miss Phyllis?
You'd kill him? When he can't even raise a finger to defend himself?
Afraid I would, ma'am.
Well, you won't. I'll take this gun.
Give that to me.
Let me go, you...
That's it. Sure, I'll let you go. Now. I guess you was right, Martin. She ain't gonna marry me. So I'll have to go finish off Shannon.
Oh, no, wait. Don't you dare go into the
room. I ain't much on patience, Miss Phyllis, and I meant just what I said.
All right, I'll marry you. I can't do anything else.
Yeah, it's more like it.
But I can't get married like this. You'll have to give me time to change my dress and fix up a little.
Nah. You look good to me just as you are, Miss Phyllis. Come on. I'll go right over to the preacher's now.
Hold over, slow down.
This time, Pancho, I think we will get a different sort of reception in that cafe.
Cisco, you think Brent Tucker in the cafe, huh?
I do not know. I hope so.
Cisco look as if he killed Brent Tucker.
I do not kill people, amigo. You know that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to get the idea out of his head that he can go around killing people. And this time, Pancho, do not hit anyone with a bottle.
Pancho not hit anyone with a bottle, Cisco. This time, Pancho hit him with a chair.
I am looking for Brent Tucker. Well, speak up.
Pancho think they lose their tongue, Cisco.
It would seem so. You, with a cigar in your mouth. I believe you were calling me yellow before. What have you to say now?
Easy, Cisco. I didn't say nothing.
You had better not. Go find Brent Tucker for me.
Cisco, the hombre coming in, what was with Brent Tucker?
Come on, everybody. You're invited to a wedding. Oh, I didn't see you, Cisco.
Whose wedding, hombre?
Well, it's Brent's.
And who would marry him?
That's none of your business, Cisco.
See, it is my business. Answer me or I'll shake your teeth loose.
Easy, let go.
He's marrying Phyllis Shannon. Hey.
Senorita Shannon.
That's not right, Cisco. Not after he shoot a brother.
No, it is not right. It's very wrong. Tell me, hombre, does the senorita want to marry him?
Why, sure.
Answer me truthfully.
Easy, Cisco, I'll tell you.
Brent told her he'd finish off her brother if she didn't marry him.
I thought it might be something like that. Where are they now?
At the preacher's.
Very well. Pancho, we will go to the preacher's, but we will not witness any wedding.
I presume I have your consent to perform this ceremony, Phyllis?
Well, I...
You have, preacher.
Yes.
Well, I must say, you don't look like a girl who's anxious to be married.
That's none of your business. Get on with your job, preacher, unless you want trouble with me.
Very well. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here...
I can't go through with it! I can't!
Just a moment.
Better go through with it, Miss Phyllis.
Oh, Cisco.
See, is Brent Tucker here?
Well, what do you know?
Come outside.
Sure. Sure, I'll come outside. You wait here, Miss Phyllis.
No, I'm going home. I can't stand any more of this.
I'll be right along as soon as I tend to this yellow belly.
Hombre, there are very few men I can say I hate, but I come as near to hating you as anyone I have ever seen. We will fight with fists or guns, as you wish.
Got your nerve up to fight, have you, Cisco? All I gotta do is yell and you'll run.
There will be no running, hombre. Well, take your choice.
I do my fighting with guns.
Very well, move out in the street.
Cisco, be careful. I do not like this gunfight.
I do not like them either, amigo, but there is no other choice. You are a low-down, crawling coyote, Brent Tucker, to threaten the senorita unless she agreed to marry you. She is not going to marry you.
And who's going to stop me?
Go for your gun and you will find out.
That's just what I'm going to do. Now! My arm!
Your arm is not badly hurt. I give you warning, Brent Tucker. Either you leave town right away or I will finish what I have started.
I leave, Cisco. I can't beat that draw of yours. No man can.
I mean what I say, hombre. And I'll be waiting to see that you do leave town. Pronto.
I think I'd have died, Cisco, if you hadn't gotten to the preacher's just when you did.
Then I'm glad I got there, senorita, for I would not have you die.
I know it doesn't seem very serious now, but the other day it did.
I can understand that it would.
Bill wants me to thank you, too, Cisco.
Gracias. He's still improving, I trust.
Oh, yes. He's a lot better now, thank goodness. But, Cisco...
Si?
You are sure that Brent Tucker won't come back here?
I am very sure, senorita.
Oh... That's the best news I've heard in a long time. Except...
Except what, senorita?
Your promise to come back here soon and see me.
It will be a pleasure to keep that promise. But now I must be going.
Well, Cisco, is that the way you say goodbye?
No, senorita. This way.
Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Sometime we ride to the ocean, no?
Si, sometime we come ride to the ocean, amigo. Have you ever seen the ocean?
Yeah, Pancho see the ocean, Cisco.
Have you ever been on the ocean?
Yeah, Pancho on the ocean once, Cisco. And Pancho never want to go on the ocean again.
Oh, did you get seasick, Pancho?
No, Pancho not get seasick, Cisco. And Pancho lose all his clothes on the ocean.
Oh, your clothes?
See, shirt, boots, pantalones, everything.
Well, tell me about it, Pancho.
Pancho go on a boat trip.
On a big boat, Chico?
Oh, big boat, see. We sleep on the boat in a little cabin.
Well, how did you lose your clothes?
First, Pancho take off his clothes to go to bed.
To go to bed, see.
And then Pancho look around for a place to hang his clothes.
See, see.
And Pancho not see any place to hang his clothes, but Pancho see around hole in the wall. So Pancho think of the closet and put all his clothes in there. But it's only a round hole, Cisco.
A round hole in the boat, amigo?
See, Cisco, a porthole.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.